The disciples ran. Mary ran. What did they see? What did they see that caused them to run? Filled with fear, questions, and then with an overwhelming joy. These disciples who were still grappling with the trauma of seeing Jesus on Good Friday, suffering and dying, being placed in that tomb, and they go back to the tomb. Mary, with her heart filled with sorrow, goes to the tomb early in the morning, as soon as she could, as soon as the Sabbath was over, to see her Lord. She was expecting to find his body. She found something very different. They all found something different. At first, what they found was a cloth, the burial cloth. But the description in the gospel is so interesting because it says that they saw the cloth and they believed. What did they see? Perhaps, and there's a very high likelihood, that what they saw was the Shroud of Turin. They saw the image of Jesus crucified and laid in the sepulcher, but not there. They saw the first day of the new creation. Some of the scientific studies around the Shroud of Turin say that the image that was created there is this burn mark in three dimensions. And that the type of energy that created that is the same type of energy that was present at the Big Bang. So just chew on that for a little while, for a new creation. The beginning of the universe and the beginning of the new universe with Christ risen from the dead. And he brings to us a new form of existence. We see it in his interactions with the disciples and what they're sharing. And he brought these disciples who had run away for fear of what would happen to them, and they were hiding in an upper room, and transformed them into disciples through these encounters with the risen Christ and through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And how does this transformation take place in us? It takes place through the sacraments. We are transformed into Christ through the sacraments. That's what the sacraments are for. And it starts with our baptism. Last night, the church received into her midst new Christians through baptism and confirmation. And our baptism isn't just a symbol. It's a new reality, a new creation, a new transformation for us. It brings us into the mystery, as St. Paul says, of Christ's death and resurrection. When we go through the waters of baptism, it's as if we're going through the waters of the Red Sea, passing from slavery to new life, where new life is placed within us. We're transformed, our actions are transformed. We can love in a different way. We can hope in a different way. We have faith in a different way. The theological virtues are at work within us, transforming us little by little. And all of the sacraments help in this sense. But one of the other privileged sacraments, if baptism is the door to the sacraments, the greatest of the sacraments is what we're celebrating today, the Eucharist, where we receive the body and blood of Christ. But it's not the body and blood of Christ dead. It's the body and blood of Christ risen. And every time we receive the Eucharist, we receive the risen body and blood of Christ. We have risen blood running through our veins. St. Augustine says that it's in the Eucharist that we do not consume the Eucharist, but the Eucharist consumes us. Christ assimilates us into him. Normally with food, we would assimilate the food into us. But it's a different type of food, a sacramental food, that makes us more like Christ, that allows us to be like him. And this transformation allows us to walk, to run with Christ, to run with the joy that Christ has. It's so beautiful to see throughout the Gospels and the Acts of the Apostles how this encounter with the risen Christ after the trauma of his death, transforms them. And Christ goes out to meet them where they're at. Pope Francis used to talk about the church as a church that's going out, a church that goes out into the streets. And there are a few privileged places where we find Jesus, and where Jesus finds us. He finds us in prayer. We need to pray. John Paul II said that Christians who don't pray are Christians at risk. We need contact with God every day. But we can also find him in our service. Not only specifically Christian service, but we see how the apostles, when they're waiting for Christ, when they're trying to understand what's going on, they go out and go back to their work from before. Peter, who was the fisherman, says, "I'm going fishing," and he goes out with the other disciples. And Jesus finds him there. And what does that tell us? That tells us that Jesus can find us and wants to find us if we allow ourselves to be found in all of the realities of our lives. He's everywhere if we're willing to look for him and open to him. And finally, we can find him in the gift of forgiveness. First, receiving forgiveness ourselves. He died for our sins to forgive us, to reconcile us with God, but also so that we ourselves can forgive. So often we hold on to things, but the power of the risen Christ allows us to let go, allows us to forgive, allows us to stop carrying that debt around with us that we can leave aside through his risen power. So today, as we celebrate the resurrection, we celebrate something that isn't just an event from the past. We celebrate today something that transforms us in the present. Christ is risen. Alleluia, alleluia. Cristo ha resucitado. Alleluia, alleluia.